In 5 years, the federal government wants every TV you can buy in this country to include a digital tuner so viewers can watch over-the-air digital programming. The Federal Communications Commission made that decision today. It's meant to speed up the transition to digital television, which can provide advanced services and high-definition pictures. But the people who manufacture digital TVs say the deadline will just slow things down. They vowed to challenge it in court. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Someday in the future, a broadcast technician at each TV station will flip a switch and the old analog TV signals we all grew up with will disappear. Congress and the FCC have hoped that day will come sooner, but instead, all signs are it will appear later. That's because each year Americans buy 25 million TV sets that can only receive the old analog signals. Commissioner Michael Copps noted each of those sets puts that goal further out of reach.
Each time a consumer goes out and purchases an analog-only set, we move farther and farther away from the congressional objective, farther and farther away from reaching that 85% that we have to have.
Until 85% of Americans can get digital signals, broadcasters can keep using their old analog frequencies. So the FCC decided to jumpstart the process with a rule. By 2007, nearly all sets will have to include a digital tuner. Chairman Michael Powell is an unlikely supporter of this government mandate. He's normally a devoted fan of the free market. But Powell said, don't blame him, blame Congress.
Let's be absolutely clear. This is not a market-oriented policy. This is an industrial policy committed to by the people's representatives of the United States Congress and committed and pledged to by the myriad of industry players who have urged the government actively, including the electronics manufacturing industry, to support and promote this transition.
TV manufacturers say they're already doing their share by selling digital sets. Gary Shapiro of the Consumer Electronics Association says the tuner mandate won't persuade consumers to buy more sets.
It's because broadcasters, despite getting $70 billion worth of spectrum for free from the government, have not stepped up and provided compelling HDTV programming. Satellite has. Pre-recorded programming, there's great things. Consumers love HDTV, but they don't want to have to spend extra money to get an over-the-air signal when in reality 90% of them are relying on cable and satellite.
Shapiro says his members will go to court to stop the new regulation. Broadcasters say they already face government mandates to go digital, and they can't pass the cost of more expensive digital signals onto consumers. Nevertheless, Eddie O. Fritz of the National Association of Broadcasters says his members are making the switch, so TV makers should too.
455 stations are on the air now, covering 95% of the nation with at least one digital signal. And we anticipate by the end of the year there will be many, many more on the air serving America's population.
The commission took up another measure to speed the digital transition. Movie studios are afraid the arrival of digital TV systems could spark massive piracy of movies and TV programs, so they've been reluctant to make new material available, and that's further diminished the amount of digital programming consumers can see. The commission today opened an inquiry to figure out whether the FCC should play a role in developing an anti-piracy strategy. Commissioner Michael Copps says the FCC's involvement should encourage the entertainment industry and electronics makers to solve this problem quickly.
It should also make clear to various industry stakeholders that they have only a small window to reach agreement on the technicalities involved, or they will face a solution imposed upon them in the near-term future.
If the FCC doesn't act on digital piracy, members of Congress say they will pass digital copyright legislation in the fall. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.